Hello, everyone. Welcome into the Bonesville pregame podcast. Al Myatt, joined by Kevin Monroe. Kevin, of course, a great defensive back for the Pirates in his playing days, and he'll be on the Pirate Radio Network today, social distance from Jeff Charles. And Kevin, this has been a really unique situation leading up to the kickoff tomorrow against Central Florida, Saturday noon start, Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium. The Knights come in ranked number 13 nationally, an impressive 49-21 win at Georgia Tech last week. But the Pirates have started and stopped and started again in their pregame, preseason preparations. And I know that you've been following ECU football, and it's just there's nothing to compare it to, really.
I tell you what, it's been interesting, Al. Just this whole offseason and, gosh, with COVID-19, I personally have been working from home since mid-March, so, you know, over 6 months at home, and I didn't think the season would ever get here, and I was very surprised to see them, you know, after stopping the second time, resuming again. So it's an exciting time. It's an exciting time for Pirate fans to be able to watch some football. You know, in the news this week, you know, I guess Notre Dame had another COVID outbreak, and they're not going to play today. And so all over the country, teams are dealing with this. And so we'll see. You know, we'll see if the Pirates will get these nine games or so on their schedule played. But you got to start with the first one. So UCF here today.
And, of course, you mentioned Notre Dame scheduled to play at Wake Forest today. And the postponement of that game resulted in a slot on ABC. So the Pirates will be on a major network today. It was scheduled for ESPN+. So Pirate faithful are going to have to shell out a little bit to watch the game today. Attendance is very restricted. Two tickets for immediate family for each Pirate player. So the atmosphere in Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium will not be the typical season opener by any means.
You're exactly right, and I think they're planning on piping in some crowd noise, I believe, to maybe add some environment. But, you know, if you've watched the NFL over the last couple of weeks or watched some of the college games, I think some stadiums have been doing that. It's an interesting way to view a game or to be there in person, which I'll be. It's interesting. So we'll see how that works out. I'll just be honest with you, as a player, you feed off crowd noise, you feed off the environment in the stadium. And the opposite happens when you're in a stadium where there's no one there. I can remember, you know, being 9-1, headed to UAB in Birmingham back in 1999, ready to close out the conference and win the conference championship. And there was probably 2,000 fans at that game, and UAB ends up beating us. And we were flat from the start and never gained any momentum. In this scenario, pretty much all year long, they're going to face situations where there'll be nobody in the stands or there'll be very few fans in the stands. So at least they can prepare for that. And so it won't be a shocker when it happens like it was to us. So very, very different than they're used to, but I'm sure Pirate coaches and players will adjust.
You know, I remember that game at UAB, Kevin, and it's like playing in a vacuum there at Legion Field in Birmingham. And I remember there was a UAB player had to be taken off the field.
That's right.
And they cut away his jersey and x-rayed him there at Legion Field. And he came back. His mother was wearing one of his old jerseys. He put that jersey on. And I believe he made a big play in that game. I can't remember if it was a punt return or an interception or what.
He actually had both. He had an interception before he hurt his head and neck, and then he came back and had a huge punt return. Didn't go to the house, but I think he took it about 70 yards and it set up a score.
Yeah.
I remember like it was yesterday, and that would never happen today, right? You know, if a player gets carted off the field, he's at least done for that game. He might make it back next week.
Yeah.
Never carted off the field and come back the same game. So just different times.
That was the low point of 1999, I guess, but great wins over Miami and NC State, and that was a tremendous season for the Pirates, a great way to close out your career at East Carolina. And getting back to the game on Saturday, Kevin, Central Florida, very impressive against Georgia Tech. the Yellow Jackets with five turnovers, and Coach Mike Houston has said, got to take care of the football on Saturday.
Yeah, I think that was just an odd game for Georgia Tech. They're usually much better taking care of the football. It's still early in the season, and those things are going to happen. But yeah, they were putting the ball on the ground left and right. You saw that in some of the NFL games as well. It's just early season jitters. You don't really get a preseason. These guys haven't scrimmaged a whole lot, and it's just tough. And UCF, give them credit. They were able to take advantage of those turnovers. And this is a team that's going to score. They're going to score whether you give them turnovers or not. So if you give them extra possessions, you can almost forget it. I mean, I feel like their passing game, the way they get the ball off so quickly, I mean, it's almost – 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds, never 3 seconds before quarterback releases the football and gets it out to a receiver. And so, and they get set up so quickly. You know, they don't take any time off the game clock, off the shot clock, rather play clock. And they go. And so it's hard to even get set up. And they're so good at that. I will say, run game wise, I didn't think they were as crisp running the football as they have been in the past. And I thought Georgia Tech did a pretty good job against them on the run, but man, they can score the football.
Well, they will be a challenge. Let's talk a little bit about the Pirates, Kevin. Of course, Mike Houston has been going through a program overhaul since he came in prior to the 2019 season. He brought in Blake Harrell as the new defensive coordinator, and talk a little bit about what that means, because you played on the defensive side of the ball. There's going to be a new system in place, a lot of new personnel, particularly on the defensive front. Bruce Bivens and Xavier Smith, inside linebackers, are the key returners on the unit. But what are you looking for from the defense today?
Well, I tell you what, I think it starts up front, and they've got some pulses. They got some guys returning. I think Coach Harrell, people are very, very excited about him, because Coach Houston comes in, and you know that he's going to try to establish the run, get the passing game going, have a nice offense, but be a tough, hard-nosed football team. It always starts at the line of scrimmage with him. You want to get good offensive linemen and good defensive linemen. So defensively, they're going to have to try to get a push up front. It's going to be tough to get any kind of pressure on UCF in this passing game, because I mentioned they get rid of the ball so quickly. But having that stout defensive front to at least get in the face of the quarterback and get a little bit of push and be in those running lanes will make it easier for those linebackers, Bivens and those guys, to make some plays. And then in the back end, we've talked about some of the DBs they've got back there in the past. I really love Fleming and 21. His name's escaping me right now, a big-time corner. They're both, freshman a year ago. They're a year advanced now. Tank is back there again at safety, rotating. And so they've got some guys that can make plays. They just got to put in the action, and having that new coordinator, having them get ready to chase the football, everybody tackling the football, being around the ball on every play. Hustle makes more plays than you think on defense, and so the Pirates are going to have to hustle all day, and they're going to be tired. And so they're going to have to do a lot of changes in terms of getting the twos in there. You might see some threes out there, especially on the defensive line and DBs. Getting those guys rotated in and out to stay as fresh as possible is going to be important.
Well, Kevin, running back, Coach Houston has brought in some running backs as well, bolstered that running game, which was 91st out of 130 FBS teams last year. And Coach Houston has talked a lot about competition in the running backs during preseason camp. And one guy makes a play, has a good day, and other guys come back and try to match that. And what do you look for? What can the running game do as far as enhancing the East Carolina offense?
Well, I think it's huge. It starts with the run. I mentioned, coming in, the Pirates haven't had, a stout running game, in my opinion, since Ventavious Cooper left several years ago. And so trying to find that guy to come in that can be a 1,000-yard rusher, that can carry the ball, carry the load, or have two or three guys, which is where we might be this year, trying to find a way to fill that void, because Holton Ahlers can't do it on his own. He can't throw the ball 60 times a game and be successful, and he can't be the leading rusher every game and be successful. So you got Darius Penix back. I think he's leading the way, but a couple young guys, a couple transfers in the mix, hoping to push him. And so we're going to see if a guy like Chase Hayden can step in and make something happen. It's hard to see. I haven't had a chance to see any of the scrimmages with this kind of crazy schedule leading up to it, but I know the coaches are very, very excited about the running game. They're excited about having some of the offensive linemen back from last year. That left side of that offensive line is two seniors. The right side, I think they've got a sophomore and a junior over there. And so, the offensive line is getting better, and they should be able to open up some holes. And with the passing game that the Pirates give you, with Tyler Snead and Blake Prohl and some of those guys on the outside, their ability to get open and catch the ball is going to put some pressure on UCF and make them have to cover. They're going to have to drop 6 and 7, and so that should open up some running lanes. So I'm hoping to see if this Pirate running game can get going.
And we're looking for big things from Chris Johnson, too, in his sophomore year out of D.H. Conley.
And he's the deep threat. He's the guy that's going to push them and make them cover over the top. So you got a couple of route runners in Snead and Prohl, and then you've got Johnson with the big hands and the sure hands and the speed to stretch that defense.
And then I think we've got some transfers from State and Carolina on that offensive front looking to make a fresh start at ECU.
Yeah, and that's exciting. In this day and age of college football, to have guys transfer in that you could play right away is a big deal. It's tough not being able to get them, as ready as you'd like in the preseason. But to have some of those transfers step in, pick up the terminology, but just be a football player, because they were good players coming out of high school. They maybe didn't have their opportunity at the schools that they went to. They're transferring over to try to get their shot. And I think this could be a good home for those guys here at East Carolina if they can just step in and make things happen early. But the Pirates are going to need them all, because they're going to have to rotate guys in. They're going to have to fight through injuries. If there's a COVID or anything like that that happens during the season, everybody's got to be ready to play.
Well, the excitement will be building for the Pirate Radio broadcast and the ABC telecast. And let's talk about Kevin's keys to the game, Bonesville tradition.
Well, watching this UCF team play against Georgia Tech a week ago, it was scary. I'll be honest with you. They've got great quarterback play, great receiver play. They're good in the back end on defense. And so they don't let you do too much when you're on offense. I would start with this. Offensively, the Pirates have to find a running game. They've got to work that offensive line, some of those newer guys, Darius Penix, some of these backup running backs, get in there and establish a running game. I thought the one place that UCF was weak defensively was a little bit on their run stopping. So if the Pirates can establish a run game, that's going to be huge. Flipping on the other side, the one place UCF was a little bit weaker, they weren't weak because they still had a good running game, but the one place they were weaker than normal was running the football. And I think that was a lot had to do with Georgia Tech being good up front. But the Pirates have to be able to stop the run. They have to be able to keep UCF from running the football and make them throw it every down, get in a situation where they can get nickel and dime and maybe tip a pass or pick off a pass in that scenario. And then you always start, week one off thinking, hey, we've got to be good in every third of the game, and that's offense, defense, and special teams. So special teams-wise, Verity's got to have a good day. Extra points, field goals, you can't mess anything up there. Same with the punting game. You got to be sure you can't get anything blocked. You got to be able to cover, can't give up any long returns. So stop the run, establish the run, and be solid in the kicking game.
Well, Kevin, the Pirates are online with their classes. They got to pass all their tests, and that includes the COVID tests. And we will hope for the best as the Pirates open 2020 against Central Florida on Saturday at noon, and look forward to talking with you next week on the Bonesville pregame podcast.
Absolutely, yeah. Should be fun.
All right, I think that went okay.